It's complicated. My relationship with Toonami, the anime gateway drug for a generation. Published on gonzo.moe on December 3rd, 2020. Written by me, Gary Piano. Toonami, the legendary after-school programming block. Launched on March 17th, 1997. It was hosted by Moltar from Space Ghost and featured episodes of Thundercats, Cartoon Roulette, Voltron, and The Real Adventures of Johnny Quest. Jason DeMarco and Sean Aiken were in their 20s when they pitched the idea to Cartoon Network using a mashup of skateboarding clips, giant robots, and bootleg footage of Dragon Ball Z. Despite anime being in the initial pitch, it wasn't always part of the schedule. Toonami needed to prove itself first with content already owned by Cartoon Network. A year later, DeMarco and Aiken were given the green light to acquire broadcast rights for Robotech and Sailor Moon. However, it wasn't until August 31st, 1998, that anime had what DeMarco refers to as the Big Bang. That's when Toonami debuted the Ocean Group's dub of Dragon Ball Z.
Get ready for a power trip.
Will I bow down to your demands? We're here to fight.
The importance of Toonami can't be stressed enough. It was the anime gateway drug for the majority of fans of my generation. We may not have known that what we were watching was anime at the time, but we found out soon enough. Toonami became the reason to rush home after high school. Rurouni Kenshin was on 30 minutes after the final bell, and I didn't want to miss it. My friend Kirsten and I could hang out over the weekend instead. They moved the block to Saturday in 2004, a year before I graduated. I was not happy with this change, but it makes sense when I think about it now. The Toonami generation was getting older. We had jobs now. We didn't have time to watch Mobile Fighter G Gundam after class anymore. The anime they were airing was also starting to get too violent for a weekday slot.
Well, this is the end, beautiful friends. After more than 11 years, this is Toonami's final broadcast. It's been a lot of fun, and we'd like to thank each and every one of you who've made this journey with us. Toonami wouldn't have been anything without you. Hopefully, we've left you with some good memories. So, until we meet again, stay gold.
After an impressive 11-year run, Toonami was canceled on September 20th, 2008, due to poor ratings. While I mourned the loss, it had been several years since I tuned in. I still loved anime, but between working full-time delivering pizza and playing shows with my band every weekend, I was usually too busy during the broadcast. Things had also changed too much. The schedule kept getting shorter and the programming became less diverse. My beloved block had been gutted and turned into the Naruto Power Hour. Fortunately, I had a regular income at this point and didn't have to rely on TV for my anime fix anymore. I could just buy the DVDs. High-speed internet was also becoming more widely available, which led to the rise in popularity of downloading fansubs. But Toonami wasn't gone for long.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Oh, hi, Adult Swim. I got the results of the test back. Definitely have April Fools.
Uploading video for broadcast. All right, Tom, we're ready.
I love this job.
On April 1st, 2012, Adult Swim revived the programming block as an April Fool's Day prank. I was running a panel at the Minneapolis anime convention, Anime Detour, when the news broke online. After 2 months of people spamming hashtag BringBackToonami on Twitter, Toonami was reimagined as a Saturday night block on May 26, 2012. Devoted fans organized weekly hashtag campaigns during the broadcast. Getting Toonami trending on Twitter helped bring it back, so they wanted to keep it trending to ensure it stayed. While I was happy for them, the cult-like fervor was exhausting to deal with. For years, my timeline would be flooded each Saturday with Toonami-related hashtags. Sites like Toonami Faithful continue to encourage this behavior by reporting on the trends. Things might have been different if I was watching along with everybody, but my work schedule continued to make it difficult. Well, it's been 8 years since Toonami came back, and even though I have weekends off at my current job, I'm still not watching. Something just doesn't feel right. It almost feels too late to reconcile. Cartoon Network broke up with me as an anime fan in 2008. That moment is at the top of my list of anime's greatest betrayals. Why should I take them back now when I've already moved on? Sure, they're playing good shows again, but I can't get the sour taste out of my mouth. It doesn't help that Toonami currently runs from 12 a.m. to 3:30 a.m. What's the point? I'm not staying up that late to watch anime I can stream on my iPad during my commute to work. At the same time, I feel bad for not supporting something so critical to my becoming a fan. In an attempt to make sense of these conflicting feelings, I started watching Toonami again. Not for the whole lineup, but for whatever was on when I remembered to tune in. Maybe seeing Tom introduce the latest Fire Force episode would trigger some nostalgia and I could make peace with what happened. That's when I learned something about myself that I should have known all along. I was never a Toonami kid to begin with. Adult Swim was my anime gateway drug. My family didn't get cable until 2003. Cartoon Network was a treat that I only got to partake in when we visited my grandparents, so it was exciting to finally have it at home. So exciting that it was the only channel I watched for weeks. That's how I found Adult Swim. The logo in the corner was confounding. Apparently, the concept of a branded programming block eluded me when I was 15.
All kids out of the pool for Adult Swim. All kids out!
I thought I left my TV on Cartoon Network. Why does that say Adult Swim? If this archive of the schedule is correct, it was February 5th, 2003. That was the day I became an anime fan.
The reincarnation of an ancient warrior.
I'm not her!
The reincarnation of who?
A half-man, half-demon. Must regain the shards of a magic jewel.
I like not the looks of it.
Or all humanity is lost.
Handle the jewel.
Not in my lifetime, pal.
Of course. They may kill each other first.
Your brain's broken or something.
Inuyasha, starting Saturday, August 31st at 11 p.m.
Sit, boy! Huh?
Inuyasha was playing when I turned on the TV. It was the first episode, and I'd only missed the opening scene. Yu Yu Hakusho was on next. While it wasn't the first episode, it was the beginning of a new arc, Beast of Maze Castle. To round out the night was My Funny Valentine, the episode of Cowboy Bebop that tells Faye's origin story. I couldn't ask for a better anime entry point. The unique art style and non-American character names had me captivated. I went to bed having no clue what I had watched, but I knew I needed more. I spent the next day searching frantically online for more information. My unfamiliarity with Japanese made it difficult to remember the names of what I had watched. They were part of something called Adult Swim. Think. Maybe I'll try searching that. Found it! Once I learned that what I was watching was anime, there was no hope for me. I immediately became obsessed, and my timing couldn't have been better. It was the golden age of anime on TV. Adult Swim was playing new anime every night. I actually found out about Toonami through Adult Swim when Yu Yu Hakusho changed time slots. Toonami was okay, but Adult Swim had more and better anime. It was hard to beat Adult Swim when they had heavy hitters like Fooly Cooly, Trigun, Paranoia Agent, and Samurai Champloo. By comparison, I usually skipped the first hour of Toonami, which played SD Gundam or Justice League. And let's not forget about TechTV's Anime Unleashed block that aired at the same time as Adult Swim. They had serious bangers like Boogie Pop Phantom, Serial Experiments Lane, and Last Exile. Each night, I had to make a difficult choice. Do I watch Rain the Conqueror or Gungrave? It was like the fucking console wars for anime on TV. Then something happened. Just like with Toonami, the anime started to disappear from Adult Swim. Ratings weren't what they used to be, and I remember hearing that management changed to Cartoon Network. I don't know if that's true. What I do know is that they stopped spending money licensing anime and started making their own shows. It was probably the right call for business, but it still burned. My break from Adult Swim echoes my break from Toonami. Real life happened. Instead of going straight to college after high school, I spent 2 years working and focusing on writing music. Moving out of my mom's basement was more important to me than getting a degree. I was finally able to do that after I got a job working the second shift as a janitor. The apartment was a converted office space that I shared with 7 other people. We didn't have cable, so watching Adult Swim or Toonami was out of the question. Not that it mattered, they'd stop playing anime anyway. Right? Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. I moved into that apartment in 2006. Toonami wasn't canceled until 2008, and Adult Swim was showing anime until at least 2010. Sure, I didn't have cable, but nothing was preventing me from ordering it. It's not like I grew out of anime, either. If anything, I was at peak consumption. I watched all of Fullmetal Alchemist in 5 days, and there was more than one all-day Bleach session. There were 2 weeks where I made a point to get up early to watch Grenadier and Lamune before work. I also put episodes of Chobits and Yu Yu Hakusho on my iPod 5th generation so I could watch them in bed. If I wasn't watching anime, I was listening to anime podcasts like Anime Pulse and Weekly Anime Review Podcast. This whole time I've been blaming Cartoon Network for the death of anime on TV, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Cartoon Network didn't break up with me. I broke up with Cartoon Network. Anime on TV will probably never see another golden age, but that's okay. The way people consume media has changed a lot in the 17 years I've been a fan. Toonami will still attract viewers with dub premieres and exclusive titles like Fooly Cooly, Progressive, and Alternative, but most people will still choose to watch things on demand. I may not be a fan of how the block is being handled, but I don't doubt that DeMarco and Aiken are doing the best they can given the circumstances. The fact that Toonami went from being canceled to producing original anime content again is pretty incredible in itself. Anime on TV's biggest strength will always be that it's on TV. It's just on. You turn on the TV at a certain time and it's there. It's how I became a fan, and it's probably how you became a fan. That's why things like Toonami are still important, even if I'm not watching anymore. If they can do only one thing in the modern era, I hope they can still make people feel like I did in 2003. When I first discovered anime. You have been listening to It's Complicated, my relationship with Toonami, the anime gateway drug for a generation, originally published on December 3rd, 2020, and written by me, Gary Piano. I've been wanting to record an audio version of this since, well, since the original article was still in its draft stages. This is a really important story to me, and I appreciate everyone taking the time to listen to it, and also to those who read it back when it was first published. Most of the music that I used for this came from the same source. I found an artist on Soundstripe named Elysian. The tracks in order are Lucid Dreaming, Good Day, Rockstars, Orchid, Get Down, The Cure, Kalimba, and Lily. The only exception to that was the original Adult Swim theme song, which is a song called Dust Devil by an artist named Decode. All of the promos came from YouTube. You can find them pretty easily by searching for whatever the promo was about. The channels they came from are MBI, Insane Kashi 009, Mike AM, and Slime D716. For links to those promos, the text version of this and many other stories, as well as a seldom updated podcast, be sure to visit gonzo.moe. Cheers.